Hey y'all, this is your girl. I don't know what my name gonna be, if I wanna keep it the Ghetto Mother Goose or what, but we just gonna leave it for the moment. Into whom, I hope y'all are doing very prosperous. I hope everything is going well for y'all and all that. I just wanted to tap in. First, let me say, thank you to my 3 subscribers. I'm happy to have y'all, and hopefully our family will grow more. I wanted to talk about the dangers of OnlyFans. Now, I know during this pandemic and shit and stuff like that, you know, funds have been funny. You know what I'm saying? We got our stimulus. You know what I'm saying? And I hope that you bought yourself something nice to those who got it. And also, you know, you did something productive. Like when I got mine, I had bought me a real, real good wig. Like, this shit is fucking raw. Indian hair, 40 inches, 200 density. Lovely. And I got it from a replicable source. So, I know it's good. Now, and then I also bought me a laptop or whatever because, you know, well, y'all don't know, but due to me transitioning at 15, well, getting in drag at 15 and then transitioning at 16, taking hormones or whatever, I had winded up dropping out of school and just not going back, and a bitch is about to be 30 soon, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, and I want to do it, like I know I could do it, you know? So, even though a bitch be having fucking voices, but a bitch knows she could do it. So I have bought a laptop also, and I had wound up buying another wig, I know, and, like, a book about, alkaline food, and, a flower pot for my plants, and some Miracle-Gro, and stuff like that. So, you gotta treat yourself, but you should also buy something to further yourself, whatever it may be. Even if it's something like you want to start a business, buy a laptop, you know what I'm saying? Or buy some books, you know, that can help you with that. Buy something that you need to level you up in a more... Well, hey y'all, I'm back. Apparently the shit did cut me off, and then I just got discouraged, and I was like, you know what, I'll come back later when I feel a little bit more upbeat. It's just been really hard to, come up with content to create or to speak on, so, that's why I just haven't been lately, but I'm getting out of things, you know, I'm feeling a little, more creative juices, so... I'm going to act on that. But something that's been on my mind for a minute has been OnlyFans, right? Now,
I did
a photo shoot for a black trans model company or whatever. It was an X-rated photo shoot type of thing or whatever. And I was like freshly in my transition. I really needed the money to further my transition and shit. And this was like around what? 2008. Oh, wait, no. Hold on. 2005. Let's go. No, it has to be like, well, damn. No, it had to be like, because, child, I'm over here high. Don't mind me, y'all. Because 2005, I was 15. 6, 16. 7, 17. 8. Was I? Damn, wait, hold on. 14, 15, 16, 17. That's already 9. Oh, shit. All right. Well, anywho, I was 19, and I did a photo shoot or whatever, and, you know, I got, like, 750. But, you know, as I got, yeah, I got 750. But as I got older, I started becoming, just more familiarized with porn and stuff like that. I would notice that a lot of times what they tend to do is they tend to take, they tend to take pieces of one porn and put it in another porn. You know what I'm saying? And then it have another porn with clips from the other porn. And it's like a never-ending cycle of clips. Like, you would be, like, you could, like, for instance, Pinky can do a full video with a guy, right? But they're going to take clips of that video, that clips of that long movie she did, and break it down and put it into other porns as a way of revenue. So in hindsight, you get paid one time. If she get paid one time, I don't know. But you'll get paid one time and your shit will be used endlessly. So it's like you really cheat yourself, you know? And that's how I kind of feel about the OnlyFans, because if you're popular enough, like the guy, like it was this guy, Malcolm, from, I think, Breakup Beaches or Breakup Exes or some shit, Exes on a Beach. It was a show, Exes on a Beach, on MTV. And it was, I don't know the basis of the story, but he was a popular guy. His name was Malcolm, and he had OnlyFans. Now, mind you, he cute, he got bird meaning long dick. So he got bird, cute, and all that, right? But he posts this online. Do you know, I mean, on OnlyFans, do you know that they take the content from his OnlyFans and posts it on XTube for free? So it's like, in the same breath, it's like you get paid once. But then you don't, you know, people could do whatever they want with your shit. But then I started thinking, because there's always two sides to a coin. So I was like, well, bitch, what about, because for my situation, right, I am talking to this guy, like I escort or whatever. So I was talking to this guy or whatever, and, you know, he was like, oh, you know, if you send me pictures or whatever. Like, I met him before or whatever. But he's like, oh, if you send me pictures or whatever, I'll see you. I mean, I'll see you. I'll be more generous or whatever. So he be busting me a little coin through Apple Pay and shit. So I'm like, you know what? Let me coin me money. I'm like, you know, let me send him a few more pictures because, you know, because we were supposed to see each other, like, twice or whatever, maybe three times. But one time he had sent me 50, and then he had sent me, like, this is, like, for nothing. Like, this is for not meeting up or whatever because he's, like, he worked in a hospital. And then he sent me another 50. Then he had sent me up, three times. Then he had played again. He wanted to send me 100. And then I was home or whatever. So this is why I was at my parents' place. I was home, and he was like, he's going to come through. But something, he had overslept. So then he had sent me another 100. So I was like, oh, okay, this is cute. Like, all right. He got bread. Like, you already sending me coins. Like, the first 3 times I was shook. Because I'm like, damn, I ain't supposed to send me nothing. Like, people bullshit all the time when you escorting. So I'm like, I just thought he was bullshitting. But no. He had pushed through. So I'm like, you know, let me send him some pictures or whatever. So I'm like, you know, let me send him some pictures to, you know, entice him, send some more coins. But then I'm like, bitch, in hindsight, it's like you being on OnlyFans because that person can keep them photos of you. So it's like, I don't knock the OnlyFans people. I just want to speak on my mindset and my comprehension of what's going on, you know? And I just want to share my perspective on it. And hopefully, this will help other people who may think about doing it, you know, maybe pull the tape a little bit more through and look at all avenues of what can happen and what it can be. Because a person could pay $50, that was the most expensive one I've seen, $50 for your shit, but then take your shit and give it to 1 million people for free. So it was like you got 50 for that one person, but in hindsight, that one person won't let even like 10,000 people see. Like, you could have gotten 50,000, no tea, you know? So it's just mixy. So it's just be careful with it, just be smart about it. And that's just that on that. Even with sending pictures to niggas, be smart about it, because you can send a picture to a person just because you're feeling a mood. But guess what? When that mood over, then what? You'll be like, damn, I shouldn't have sent that shit to that person. You know, like, everybody don't deserve to see, you know, the goods. You know what I'm saying? If you want thirst trap them lightly. Make sure you still got clothes on, but it gives enough to give enough, you know? So this way, you won't be like, damn, I shame to send that person that picture if shit go left. But yeah, so that's my perspective on it. I want to wish y'all much prosperity and all that. And yeah, you know, you already know. Much prosperity.